This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The military leader of Wisconsin's National Guard says his members have not been immune from catching COVID-19. But Major General Paul Knapp told a media briefing that the number of cases has been low.
Of the handful that we have had, the majority of them were not Guard members that were actually serving in response to COVID-19. Those are Guard members that had not been called up and were serving, and were basically working at their civilian job or at their homes out in the community.
Knapp says about 2,400 Guard members served at polling places during Wisconsin's spring primary election on April 7th. He says five have reported COVID-19 symptoms, but only one was tested and the result came back negative. Knapp says the other four reported to their primary care physician, but were not offered a test. Knapp says that highlights a goal of the so-called Badger Bounce Back Coronavirus Recovery Plan Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced Monday.
So that kind of is a good segue into us asking, in terms of Badger Bounce Back, to asking to help get out the new guidelines, or the guidelines that everyone who has COVID symptoms, we're hoping that they can get a test. And the first line of defense, or the first line of avenue in order to get that, is for people to get that test ordered by their primary care physician.
The news that a few Guard soldiers or airmen have or may have contracted COVID-19 comes as the Guard has been changing its role around the state. About 1,000 members are now on active COVID-related duty in Wisconsin, or about 10% of their ranks. In the Milwaukee area alone, the Guard has been helping test inmates and staff at the House of Correction in Franklin for COVID-19, and mobile testing sites have been set up this week on the north and northwest sides of Milwaukee. The Guard is gearing up to open 8 more COVID testing sites around the state. Knapp says the Guard has not been assigned to help out with the surge of COVID-19 cases in Green Bay, or to do testing at state prisons. He says the Guard has been talking with the Wisconsin Department of Corrections about possibly assisting guarding of inmates if too many prison staff become ill. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.